Hello, everybody, and welcome to Strange Fables' first edition of Pat and Will Talk About Webcomics.
Welcome to Strange Audio.
Yeah, it's...
Working title.
Working title. We got a new mic. We're trying to figure it out. All right, Will, what comics are we talking about today?
We're going to be talking about Scoob and Shag, and...
Are we just talking about Grim Tales or Snafu in general?
Okay, yeah, we can talk about Snafu in general. I really don't want to hit Grim Tales, though. Yeah, so we're going to talk about those two webcomics, and one's really good, and the other one's Snafu. All right, so which one do you want to talk about first?
Well, I wanted to... Terrible one you want to talk about first. You know what? Let's do Scoob and Shag since you won't shut up about it.
Well,
because you've actually been reading it.
Yeah, it's awesome and I love it. And thank you for showing it to me because I'm in love with that comic. So, Scoob and Shag is this this story that basically... it starts off as a funny, like, little random comic strip, you know? Like, no coherentness. It's just random. And it's about Scooby and Shaggy. Well, they're called Scoob and Shag, I'm guessing, to avoid copyright or whatever.
Most likely.
Yeah, but it, like, evolves into this like, anime-esque shonen fighting, like, horror comic where, like, people have JoJo-style powers, like JoJo Bizarre Adventures, called Ballyhoos. They can go back in time or cut things from, like, a mile away.
And they're all based off of TV stuff, like Rewind or Info or Power.
Power. Frame by frame.
Frame by... Oh, that's
Popeyes. Yeah, that's animation. That's 24 frames. But, so what I really like about it, it shouldn't work, but it does, because there's all these different characters from different, like, forms of like, different channels. There's Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, Disney, and, like, even a video game.
Man, this does sound a lot like Snafu now.
Yeah, but it's actually good. let's talk about Snafu right now.
No, we gotta continue with Scuba Shag. We've only been doing this for 2.5 minutes.
Podcasting is hard.
Well, no, you just gave the basics. What do we love? Well, how do we find it? Well, I found it first on a YouTube video of a guy giving an analysis of it, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'll show it to Will, because you watch MatPat, and you love shit like that.
I watch it ironically. It's funny.
MatPat's funny?
No. Well, ironically, he is. It's funny. Like, I like cringe. I like cringe material. I'll watch BuzzFeed Raw. I'll watch MatPat. I like some of his videos. Like, he put out something on Film Theory about The Lion King, and while, you know, it's dumb that it's like, oh, well, why Mufasa wouldn't actually be king, or something like that. But I actually find it interesting, because he talks about, like, what type of lions they are, from, like, the tufts of their underknees, and, like, they're eastern, like, something lions.
Well, they're not Savo. Savos, like, don't have manes.
No, yeah, and they also don't have, like, tufted hairs on their knees. But he also talks about Scar, like, having more testosterone because he has a black mane. And I just find it interesting, like, the science behind it. I like nature science and stuff.
In a rip-off of Hamlet.
Yeah. Anyway, I like cringe stuff. Scuba Chat. Okay, so this is how you can see it. There are YouTube videos, and it's, like, really nice because you get to hear people talk in the voices of the characters. They do their best impressions. And it's a good way to consume the media. If you want to go, you want to get caught up, because not everything is out on a video, go on Webtoon. You can get an app or just go online. It's all free. And you can actually support the creator by, like, just subscribing. You can also, like, donate money if you want. You don't have to.
So it's sort of like a Patreon thing? Or kind is of, it buy your own?
It's kind of, but it's not by Ethos, and, like, you actually get quality content out of it.
Yeah, it's not Bella Delphine bathwater.
It's not bathwater. I mean, I will drink it. But yeah, so go check it out, guys. Check out Scoob and Shag. It's fantastic. I don't want to spoil anything. The art style is also another thing that I really like. It's very simplistic, but it evolves. It gets nicer, it gets crisper, and just the detail that can be put into it. From one thing, it looks like this, like, cute little funny thing, and then it goes dark. There's, like, guts and blood and, like, gore, and it's amazing. Check out Scoob and Shag.
Don't you want to say just some of the minor things that aren't spoiler-wise? Like, why is Scoob and Shag so important in this world?
So, like, all the Toon characters are from another planet, and they made contact with Earth long ago, and the people saw the broadcast on TV, and they loved it. Depending on how much love, or, like, how, like, happy it made the people, the respective character who was broadcasting would get powerful. So, like, you got Popeye,
Bugs Bunny,
Scooby,
Mickey Mouse.
Like, the more popular the character is, very strong. So Scooby is very strong, Popeye is very strong, characters like that. And while, like,
Bugs
minor
and
characters
Mickey are like godlike.
Yeah.
I got. The thing is, we only got as far as there's an audio. An audio
book? Yeah, it's like an audio reading on YouTube.
Which is very well voice acted.
Yeah, and you get mostly. To see the panels, and it's on like...
And it has a fantastic theme song.
Oh, dude, it's fantastic. It's amazing.
However, it only went up to page 50-something, so about...
54, and it's at chapter like 104 right now, I think.
So, about halfway through, you'd say?
Yeah, it gets about halfway through, so it's a good way to start and get into it. And then if you want to like just go and read it, you can. That's how I did it, and it's great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And what I like about that video is it's not like, oh, we're just going to like put the strips like right in the little corner of the screen. It's actually full screen, and they just read it.
So like a normal comic audio.
No, because I saw other ones, and like it had face cams. I don't want to see your face while you're reading that. I just want to see the panel.
There were two others that I saw that are really good that are kind of like that, but these were real comics. It was The Mask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy, they did fantastic for that, and also for the Super Mario comic.
That was a Super Mario comic?
Oh, yeah. They did.
Is that the one where it shows his testicles?
No.
No, it was a manga. There's a little Super Mario manga, it shows his dong. No. I know that because MatPat did a video about Luigi's dong size.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
It was hilarious.
But, no, it was the one that was in Nintendo Power.
Oh,
and they collected the whole thing. All right, so that's enough of Scoob and Shag.
Oh, before I do that, before we, like, leave off on that, it's on Chapter 80 as we are right now, and if you want to check out the YouTube video, we're gonna plug it.
We'll plug it in the description.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
Oh, okay, never mind then. We're good.
I'll get to that when we edit. So that's what is that? That's enough Scoob and Shag. High recommendation. Go check it out.
Yeah, I
support him. Buy the artist and writer a coffee, because you can do that on Coffee.
I rated 9.5 dead Felix cats out of 10.
He just spoiled that.
He was nothing.
He
did not say a single word.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he didn't say anything.
That was it?
That was it. He was just there.
Okay, that's perfect throwaway.
I'm pretty sure, like, everyone doesn't know. Like, most people
don't
know
who he is.
Nobody cares
about Felix the cat.
No one does.
All right, so that's Scoob and Shag.
Scoob and Shag.
Now let's talk about Snafu.
Ooh, okay. Snafu. So, Patrick, for those who don't know what Snafu is...
Okay, so Snafu is a webcomic site made by a conglomerate of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one person, one writer, one artist. It's more like a conglomerate or what have you, and it's multiple comics on the site. I've only read two of them, and then I lost interest. You read more.
I read Grim Tales. I read the prequel, and,
The Powerpuff Girl Doujinshi.
Yeah.
Hey. And you read that other one.
What was the other one?
No, it's Sugar Bits. What are they?
Sugar Bits? I tried to, like, give the other stuff a try. It wasn't that interesting.
You gave the one with the misogynistic guy a try, and you love that one.
What was that one?
Because you're misogynistic.
Oh, yeah, sure. I drink my respect woman juice, okay? All women are queen. The future's female. yeah. We're gonna start wearing the future's female shirts.
You can't see us, though.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, we're totally wearing it right now.
It's a neat idea where it's the same sort of way as put all these animated characters into one universe throughout a bunch of different intellectual properties. However, this is more, right off the bat, it starts mature. It doesn't devolve into a maturity. And it's also hyper-realistic. Not realistic.
The art style, right?
No, not hyper-realistic, wrong word. It's serious.
It
is incredibly
serious
in tone. Like, ridiculously serious.
Yeah, it really takes itself seriously. Let's talk about the good points first.
Well, hold on. Let's explain how we found this. I found this years ago. It was...
Yo, look at Timmy's mom.
We're watching cartoons as we discuss this, so if you find us distracted, that's why.
Yeah, because Timmy's mom is dummy thick. The clap from her ass cheeks alert Cosmo and Wanda.
Stop it. So anyway...
What?
You distracted me. I was saying, I first found out about Snafu from watching Rebel Taxi. He did an interview with Adams, the guy who created Adventures of Grim and Mandy, and he even asked him, so did you ever hear about this Grim Tales comic starring your characters in the future? And he's like, no, I really haven't. And as I'm reading it, as I'm looking back now as a matured adult, I understand it's a good thing he didn't. He said he'd check it out. Boy, I hope he did. Because when you're high school, you think it's good. Because you read trash.
Because it's edgy.
Because it's edgy, and you like trash.
Yeah.
But when you grow up, you realize, man, I don't like trash. And I got you into it because
on
the bus rides, we're like, hey, you want to read a comic? Because you don't read.
I don't read. I like to read. I'm on the fourth book of Harry Potter right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I started reading it this year.
Fucking nerd.
He is.
But I got you into it because this was before you could read without pictures.
Yeah.
Because you're... So yeah, so that's how we found it.
So like, what's the plot of like, what's the best way you can describe it? Because I know I read like 50 plus chapters and I can't tell what the plot is.
I can remember the plot because I cannot forget shit I want to forget. All right, so let's look at take it back.
Power take it back now, y'all.
Do we want to do the prequel or the main series?
We should take it in order. So prequel first.
All right, so Powerpuff Girls.
Well, I know what the prequel is. So, here's what the prequel is.
The Powerpuff Girl Doujinshi.
Alright, so yeah, it's called the Powerpuff Girl Doujinshi.
Is that how you say that word?
Doujinshi? I don't know how you say it.
Doujin?
Well, O-U in Japanese makes a long O sound, so Doujin.
Of course you know Doujin. That.
Yeah, well, yeah, I learned the alphabet, at least the first two, but katakana is like Chinese characters, and that's I'm not about that life. That's complicated.
You don't like to pander to China?
Huh? No. No, our movies do, and it ruins them.
Oh, you mean like how Rogue One had to put two Chinese actors in it just so it would play in China?
Yeah, because like everyone plays...
You know that's why,
movies play
in
China,
right?
First, and like they want to pander to the audiences in China.
Well, don't you remember the World of Warcraft film? That movie failed here, but China ate that shit up.
Alright, so we all agree that China ruins everything. I'm talking to you, world. No, but...
Okay, we got off track, but...
Yeah, well, let's hold Powerpuff back our hatred for
for the Chinese market.
I love their food.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm actually going to like try to make Szechuan chicken this week. I'm going to buy some ingredients.
Of course you would make Szechuan sauce.
No, like, not sauce, chicken. Well, it's for...
What do you put on the chicken?
Szechuan sauce. Spicy boy sauce. I saw this great recipe from Binging with Babish, but let's go back to the comics before we talk about YouTube stuff, because I actually do want to talk about some YouTube stuff later.
This is, well, to let people know, because this is the first episode of, pilot episode of Guest Host. When we get more people, we'll start having different hosts all the time and what have you. But yeah, this is more just,
this is just
two boys talking.
Two boys being boys.
Talking about webcomics, because we're bored on a, what is it, Saturday night?
Is it?
Heat wave is so damn intense.
I almost died getting home, man. I did. That was dehydrated.
I didn't leave my house.
Yeah.
Until when the sun went down. But anyway.
Snafu. Powerpuff Girl Doujinshi. It starts off with the Powerpuff Girls. Are they in high school? They're in middle school, right?
They're in middle school.
So they transfer schools.
They're not in,
to a new
they're
city.
They're not in Townsville anymore.
They're in like, what's it called?
Unnamed City.
Unnamed City.
Cartoon City.
Cartoon City. Toontown.
Toontown.
Yeah, they're in a new school. And in this city, all... There's a bunch of just characters from Nickelodeon and other, like, animations in there. And it focuses on the Powerpuff Girls adjusting to the new school. And they fight monsters, because there's monsters in the town. And they meet characters. They meet Dexter. And there's, like, a whole thing with Dexter and Mandark. Like, because Dee Dee's dead. This is where we go into, like, more of the
screw spoilers.
Yeah, screw spoilers. No one's gonna read this. And if you do, spoiler warning.
This is the beginning, anyway.
Yeah, it's just the beginning. You would have found out that Dee Dee's dead.
Dee Dee is fucking dead.
Yeah, she died, during... You know how Mandark raids, Dexter's laboratory? Trademark.
Copyright.
So, Mandark's about to shoot Dexter, right? He's about to shoot Dexter.
He's about to shoot... No. He's about to shoot to destroy the lab.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then Dee Dee's like, ooh, what's this button doing? Just gets frickin' like... First, you see she has a stomach, and then she has no stomach.
Dee Dee's like, ooh, what if I commit suicide? What's death like, Dexter? Yeah, so Dee Dee is just not... Dee Dee's done.
She is McDead.
McDead. Dexter holds a grudge, and he actually, like, tries to, like, make an AI or something, like a robot of Dee Dee, to, like, bring her back, but it doesn't work. And stuff happens. So it's basically just them, like, doing their own thing, and then later on, what happened? Like, there was a school recital, and, like, a bomb happened or something?
It was a school recital... Wait.
It was a time
bomb.
No,
wait. Was this before or after Mandark?
After Mandark.
Okay, before this happened, Mandark did something, I don't remember, the main characters of the Powerpuff Girls, and they met with,
Samurai Jack is there, and he's Samurai, awesome, I think he's cool.
He's a teacher.
Yeah, he's like the gym teacher, but he still carries around a sword, and like, he saves the Powerpuff
but
Girls.
No, and there was that neat thing where they cut to him looking with the eyes and everything, because of course you have to.
Yeah, doesn't Buttercup have a crush on Jack?
Of course.
Everyone has a crush on Jack.
She gets trained by Jack later.
Yeah, she does get trained. by Jack later.
No, before the school thing, there's a plot with Mandark, and I cannot remember for the life of me what it was.
I don't know.
Except how it ends.
You know, he probably wants to kill Dexter for... he blames Dexter for Didi's death. That's what it is.
Except at the end. Hold on.
Oh my god, the end was actually kind of cool. I like it.
Before this, the Powerpuff Girls meet... I think his name is Milo from the Time Squad.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. And Milo shows what happened... It showed the... in a sort of like flashback thing, what happened to Didi, and asks, why don't we fix this? He's like, you can't fix the time stream. And it's like, okay, serious mode. No getting out of this now.
Feels bad, man.
Then the plot happens. Mandark does something, because Mandark always does something. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, Mandark.
Chooch, chooch, chooch.
Wait, why is Didi blonde? Oh, wait, her dad's blonde. Okay. I was going to say.
Stupid.
I remember things. I'm colorblind.
Bing, bang, boom. Mandark makes a suicide bomb.
Does he?
Not on the vest. A suicide time bomb.
Oh.
Doesn't leave.
Oh, man. And no, he's stuck there, right?
No, he's not stuck there. No? He's just like, this is it.
Oh.
And remind you, these are all kids in middle school.
Yeah.
I like to think
that they're late in middle school.
This is being written as though they're adults.
Aren't there panty shots in this? I could have sworn there were. Snafu.
Snafu. Snafu. You dirty bastard.
Sabumafu scoop.
Sabumafu scoop. But, time bomb goes, they all escape, everything happens, Mandark's like, it's okay, Didi, I'll see you soon. And right before the clock ticks off, you just see Grimm.
Yeah.
From Grimm Adventures of Billy Mandy. He's like, you stupid boy.
No, he's like, oh man, these dumb kids, no, these kids do dumb shit, or something like that. No, he doesn't curse or anything, but he tries to say something deep about, like, kids being reckless when they're young, and,
But the way you said it would have been funnier.
Yeah, yeah.
These kids do dumb shit.
Yeah, well, Mandark's McDad as well.
Oh, yeah, he gets blowed up like Alderaan in Star Wars.
You know, now that we're talking about this, I remember the plot now for the Dojinshi. Basically, it's, like, it's... the point from the Powerpuff Girls going to the city to the point where, like, everything goes to shit. Then the other series starts. Yeah, I guess.
They had to move. It's all their fault.
Is it? I didn't read far enough.
It's not their fault, but seriously.
Yeah, something happens and, like, a bunch of characters die, and that's, like, when later in the future it's, like, gritty and shit. How far did you get?
We're not talking... screw spoilers. We're going to talk about the school attack.
Okay, yeah.
So, they go to the school. There is a moment where they talk about how Utonium and Jack... look almost exactly alike.
Yeah,
which was
neat.
Except Jack is yellow because Genndy Tartakovsky is racist.
Please watch his new series coming out.
Please watch his new series called Primal on Adult Swim. It looks fantastic.
It's gonna be fantastic. If not, Patrick will eat his hat.
I don't have a hat.
Because you already ate it.
Exactly. The school tack, they meet them. They also meet XJ9 from My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Oh, yeah. My Life as a Teenage Cocksleeve.
You saw the Rule 34 of that, haven't you?
Who hasn't? Was that a thing? I'm sure there are.
Of course, like, it's a thing.
When I go on Rule 34 every once in a while, because I'm an intellectual, sometimes in the feed it pops up.
In your feed?
In my feed. I don't have an account. I just like to call it the feed. It's like that's a guest star Rogue, my dog.
Hi,
he
dog.
Likes to say things.
XJ9 shows up. It's just like this... the Zone cartoon. I can't breathe. You don't breathe, honey.
I don't think I remember that.
You never saw that Zone too?
No. Actually, maybe I did. I've seen Zone stuff.
We gotta
before.
Stop talking about pornography.
Alright, well, anyway, she shows up, and then what happens? Because I'm blanking out.
She gets hacked by something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what.
Oh.
However, she gets turned into, like, another bomb. Because that's all they got. What's big and scary?
Bombs.
Bombs. Because the Americans dropped two...
Honestly,
wait, no. The creator's not from Japan. That's racist.
Isn't he, like, Vietnamese or
He's
Filipino?
Vietnamese or Filipino. Well, then Big Bomb gets diffused somehow. Because the mom...
Oh, yeah, she's there.
She's there. Gets diffused. And that's when I'm like, alright, that's enough of this. All right,
I got a bit farther.
So you did get farther.
I did get a bit further.
But you don't remember anything.
There was a Mandark's little sister, because apparently he had one, and she, like, becomes a love interest for Dexter, and we don't know if she wants revenge or if she's just, like, trying to live her life, because I don't think she knows about, like, how Mandark died.
No,
and,
she
there's
going to
be, like, a dance recital, and there's, like, shockwaves, and that's
what hacked XJ9. Now I remember.
That's what hacked her?
Yes, she did.
Oh, she did.
She did.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, that's as far as I remember. Honestly, though, I would read it again just because, like, I like cringe stuff. And I actually, like, want to know what happens. Do you think they still make them?
Grim Tales. Oh, Grim Tales. And, ooh, boy, I remember everything about that.
It was really cool.
I did, too, until it wasn't.
We got to revisit it one day and, like, just
we
read
will.
It.
We will.
We should do a comic dub.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
These kids
I
are dumb.
I call dibs on Grim.
Buenos dias, Mandy. Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
Oh, Billy.
All right, so what do we say about Grim Tales? Okay, it takes place...
It's friggin' weird, but cool, but awful. And it's mostly awful. It's all cool and weird, like, oh, like
so,
Scoob and
Chat. So what is it? We'll say it's 30...
Like 10 years?
No. We'll say it's 20? At least 25... 20 to 25 years into the future. And what it's about is...
It's about... okay, so this is about, like...
I can't say it, Will.
I'll say it. This is where the OC start dropping in. This
real
is,
bad.
This So there's kids. There's kids from character. And the main characters are Grim and Mandy's children.
Yes.
One is a small schoolboy who... I don't remember his name. And one's a little blonde girl who's human, kind of, I guess. I don't know. She looks like Mandy, kind of.
Yes. No, she does.
Yeah. And it's those two.
All right, so we're back after we got a bottle from...
After my mom's alcoholic spurn of anger.
So where were we? Grim Tales, we were just
Grim
talking
Tales.
About.
All right, so yeah, it's the kids, OCs, and...
Grim's Mandy.
Grim does bang Mandy, and she and makes her have an abortion, and that's why the kid is a skull, like the boy, the main
and
character.
And it's also not his kid.
It's also not his kid.
Because Grim is lacking...
Yeah, he doesn't
certain
have
certain bones. Like yeah. A Shadman comic.
A Shadman comic. Dang. Yeah, so Grim gets cucked a lot in the comic, actually. Santa Claus.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Santa Claus bangs Mandy. It's like buff-looking Santa Claus. And it was like for a Christmas thing. And like, yeah, like, Mandy, like, looks at Santa and is like, hey, you've got a present for me or some shit. So, yeah, that was something that happened in the comic. I could have sworn you saw that, too. I'm not imagining things. And the, like, but the kid is Nurgle.
The daughter is Nurgles.
Nurgles.
Nurgle really? Junior's. Kid.
I thought Nurgle Junior's kid was the boy because he can use the Nurgle.
Yes.
And the daughter.
Daughter is the Grimm's Mandy's daughter is Mandy and Nurgle Junior's kid.
All right, so they're both Nurgle Junior's kids. It's just one was aborted.
No, we don't know who the boy's dad is.
Then why can't he use a Nurgle?
He doesn't.
But he...
He took it... okay. All right. First, for in the pilot,
yeah.
You get boy, girl. There may have been a prequel to this, because I've seen images, but I haven't found it, mm-hmm. And I don't care to.
Okay.
All right. So, girl is fine. Boy is boy. And Grimm's like, yeah, we gotta go see my family, man. It'd be Christmas, man. And they go to Halloween Town from Tim Burton's.
Guess who's the family guy? I'll Jack give you 5 seconds. Hey, I'll give you 5 seconds.
All right, that's enough. It's Jack Skellington.
Jack Skellington. He's related to Grimm.
And he's married to Sally.
He's married to Sally.
No kid.
And because you know why. I'm pretty sure the doctor could like craft him like a dong.
Dr. F-
he could totally craft him a dong.
It's not the dong, man.
You know, why doesn't
She's
Grimm
dried up.
For pleasure. But anyways, yeah, so they go
it's
visit.
Ribbed like a...
Yeah, you know, the doctor could probably, like, make some really, like, sick-ass attachments. Like, he could make, like, a Morningstar attachment.
Oh my god! All right, so anyway, they go to Halloween Town.
Well, Jack goes to town. No, so they go to Halloween Town.
They get into an argument, the kids, because they're like, the daughter's like the favorite, she's happy, everyone loves her and what have you, mm-hmm. While he's just the skelly boy that
skelly
clumsy
boy.
Is all hell. And then, remember
cool
what
attacks.
Happened.
What attacks?
The Pumpkinator from Timmy Turner.
Yes!
The fucking
why does the Pumpkinator show up?
Because it's Halloween.
No, but like, who said the
Pumpkinator? I don't know.
You know, now that I'm thinking back, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Well, anyway, the Pumpkinator attacks.
The Pumpkinator attacks.
Obviously.
Nurgle Jr. is there, and he looks like Elvis.
Every, like, character is buff and beautiful. Nurgle Jr. is this hunk of a man.
He looks like... Elvis.
He looks like if Elvis never like,
if Elvis
had a heart
had,
attack.
No, he looks like
pre-sandwich.
Pre-sandwich Elvis.
Pre-fried
had a love
sandwich.
Child with Johnny Bravo.
But the legs were worked on.
Even though that's an oxymoron. That doesn't make any sense. But no, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because the black hair and everything. And
it's Johnny Bravo with black hair, and he didn't skip leg day.
And he did not skip leg day.
Yeah. So that's Nurgle.
That's Nurgle Jr.
Yeah. Why is he there?
Because he's banging Mandy, of course. I don't know. He's there.
All right.
And so the attack's going on and what have you. Because Mandy Jr., we're going to call her because we don't remember her name. Maybe
I'm going to go on the website. You talk while I do this.
She starts fighting with her uncle. Girl gets... boys can't do nothing because he's a bitch boy.
He is a bitch boy.
And what happens...
Doesn't even have a scythe.
Then girl gets... clapped. And not in that way. She gets, like, squeezed by the pumpkin eater and, like, mangled and thrown on the ground. She's, like, near death. And she's like, Skelly Boy, come here. And she tears out her eye to give to Skelly Boy.
Does she?
Yes. That's how he gets the Nurgle powers.
Wait, whose eye?
Mandy Jr. gives her eye
really?
To Skelly Boy.
Really? I thought she had both eyes in the comic.
No, she has one. Huh. Because then later on, she gets turned into basically, like, Sally. He gets, She basically turned into a Frankenstein. So then Skelly Boy fights the Pumpkin Eater. Something happened. Then Pumpkin Eater's big defeat. Then an angel from Spawn.
Yes.
Spawn the comic.
Alright, well, the website can't be reached. I guess it ran its course.
Or your internet.
The server IP address could not be found.
What'd you put?
Snafu-comics.com.
No, that's not it.
That's the website.
No, it's not.
No.
Spawn. Spawn Angel's like, I gotta take this girl with me. She's a pure soul and what have you. Gets in a fight with Skelly Boy. There it is, Will. It's right there.
What? That's not the website.
Yeah, it is.
Alright, what website is that?
It's snafu-comics.com.
What? How come mine doesn't work?
Because you suck. And then he gets in a fight. Snafu. Both of them No, they're fighting in the middle of a fight with the Pumpkinator.
Dash. Yeah, yeah.
And then they both die. Skelly Boy goes into, like, the Aether, and he's human, and he's like, whose kid am I? And the angel's got, like, both hands and whatever. It's so stupid.
It's great, Patrick.
It
So, like...
that. Okay, we'll skip the fight. Fight's over. Blah-yah. Mandy Jr. gets fixed up. She turns into... She loses her Nurgle powers because she gave them to her brother.
Huh, that's weird.
And so she's only good at fighting with swords.
Yeah, only good... How old is she?
She's like 10.
I'd say like 12.
Wants to bang her brother.
She wants to bang her
brother. She really wants to bang her brother. There's no joke about that. That is serious.
It's 100% seriousness.
There's some yaoi.
Not yaoi.
Wanna be yaoi.
No, yaoi's boy on boy.
Shota.
No.
No, Shota. I don't know.
Patrick, learn your terminology. It's incest.
It's incest, all right.
But the boy doesn't like Mandy like that. He's just
not
the
like
brother.
That.
Brother.
Brother,
give me your Nurgle powers.
And then we learn Billy is dead.
Billy's dead?
Yeah, don't you remember?
How did he die again?
I don't know. But
Buenos dias, Mandy. That's how he died. Billy's dead.
Billy's dead, and the underworld didn't want to deal with him, so they let him be a wandering spirit.
Oh yeah, I remember that now.
And then Grimm was perving on Mandy for a while because
she's like super evil. And didn't she make the plans for 9/11?
She caused 9/11.
She caused Mandy caused 9/11, guys. By the way, jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. Mandy does. But yeah, Mandy did cause 9/11. So let that sink in.
And that's when Grimm goes, "Need to smack."
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way around
it. No way around it. So Grimm, yeah, after that he tries to court Mandy, and I guess it worked, because, I mean...
He's like, hey, Mandy's like, if I go with you, I'm mortal, right? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
Oh, there, now it works. Not comics.
And do you know who dies when he meets her again?
No. Wow, they're still going, dude.
Oh, yeah, I peeked on the site
the
earlier.
Latest, 7/10/2019. Wow.
Do you know who dies when they
I do
meet
every
again?
Time I read a little bit.
It's
who
the,
dies?
It's the guy from Megas XLR.
Oh yeah.
Because he's eating burgers and Grimm just taps him on the shoulder, you just see him clench his chest, I'm like, oh no.
Dude, look at Aku's daughter. Like, this is wrong. No.
Oh yeah. Oh okay, now we gotta jump again. We gotta jump in time. All right, so later on, we learn that the underworld is split up into many different sections ruled by different people.
Mm-hmm.
Grimm owns Grimm's Keep, which, like, controls... It's, like, the majority... It's, like, the king, basically. Jack owns Halloween Town. Aku owns his own... Because the future is Aku!
It sure is.
Him has his own territory.
He also has a daughter.
We're getting to that. And then the Ghost Zone has its own... Ghost Zone.
Ghost Zone. That's where all the girls I talk to on Instagram are. The Ghost Zone. I mean, not Tinder. You know, the art... starting off, the art wasn't that bad, actually.
It was okay.
Yeah, yeah. I like
the designs. Find the names. Well, I don't want to call them Skelly Boy and Maddie Jr.
Okay.
Mandy. Her name's Mandy. So, later on, we realize, okay, the world up top ended.
Oh, yeah,
it's they did. Big Dead. And we see Erwin... The vampire mummy hybrid get fucking murdered. I don't remember by who.
Getting murked. Oh yeah, she only does have one eye.
What's her name?
Grimm Jr. and Mini Mandy. That's what it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah, okay. Now I remember.
You couldn't come up with anything clever. Snafu.
Snafu.
Snafu, you freaking hacks.
Dude, I'm gonna reread this whole thing, my guy.
It's gonna take you forever. Remember how long it took us to read
but
it?
I got halfway through My Immortal. I got
to the end. When it was...
My stop.
No, no, no.
This?
Okay, so anyway, so the world is nuked, basically, up top. Regular. We learn that there was this girl who has no hands. Don't remember whose kid she is. However, him abducts her and makes her his daughter and gives her the claw hands and she's the red girl.
Didn't him get with Blossom? Don't you remember? Because we see Blossom, like, all grown up with him. No, she was going to be with Dexter. Then him takes her away.
Alright, so you're right. The war ended. Blossom had a kid with him called Mimi. And then him murdered Blossom, made the kid his, cut off her hands.
Oh, man.
And made her claw hands and turned her red. She demified her.
That's edgy.
So Mimi starts to sneak into the castle to steal Samurai Jack's sword. Because it's the ultimate good.
Didn't we, like, skip past some things?
Fuck it.
Okay.
It don't matter.
Nothing matters.
And then she gets caught. Someone uses the sword and takes all the evil out of Mimi. It goes into the sword and taints the sword. She becomes good. Don't have no claws.
Wait, didn't she get, like, kidnapped by,
We talked about that, alright.
By what?
How she gets kidnapped by him?
No, Skulker.
Fuck it. It don't matter.
What?
That's later. This is after the
really?
Scene.
Really? She was first.
She has to be vulnerable.
I could have sworn she was still red.
She has to be vulnerable.
All right.
And then
kidnapping children and 101 then, with Patrick.
And then Grimm Jr. starts getting the preteen hots for her.
Yeah, and it's not that bad because they're not related, but it's still bad because they're preteens.
Pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
You got Mini Mandy getting jealous. Cause she wants that Skelly non-existent brother D.
He can probably use the Nurgle.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Now we cut to Aku. He's got a daughter.
Wasn't there a scene where him and Aku are in the bath, but Aku takes his female form?
Yes.
That's cool. Whatever. Whatever.
And that's probably how she got born.
Oh, you know what? Probably.
I don't remember. It's shit. It's comic shit.
Yeah.
It was good until it wasn't.
Until it was.
This daughter's a little bitch.
Why? Was that, Patrick?
Oh, do you remember? She's a mega bitch.
No,
what is that? That's Danny, you idiot.
That's Dan Phantom.
That's Dan Phantom. From Grin
Tales.
I don't remember.
That's
that.
His first appearance.
I don't remember it. Alright, so. Yeah, okay, I'm
Wait,
done.
What the hell? Respect Dark Danny, Grim Tales from down below. This is on Reddit. I just like typed down Grim Tales down below. Dan Phantom, first appearance, background. After his battle with his younger self, Danny, okay, so that's just like from the movie. Trapped in the Phantom Thermos for an unknown amount of years. He's released by Clockwork to help deal with the threat of the Demon Reaper. I forget what that is.
Oh god, I don't remember that.
I guess that was like in the first like arc of the comic.
Oh, that's right.
Demon Reaper. It seems that he caught the eye of Queen Mandy. He has an affair with Queen Mandy.
Of course he does, because Grimm is aware of it. Has to be cucked.
Grimm is aware of it, and he leaves her castle in order to become more powerful. Of course, scaling. Scaling power levels.
What is this, fucking Dragon Ball?
It's just Snafu, my guy.
Alright, you know what? I'm done talking about this comic
book. Yeah, okay, so why? Let's tell the people why it's bad. It's bad because...
It takes too serious
too a tone. Too serious of a tone.
With characters that are completely... I like the idea.
I like the idea.
Of mixing this entire universe with all these different characters.
Yeah, I don't mind OCs.
The problem was it started off too serious too quick.
They don't really have a lot of time to flesh out the now, characters.
If it was a Scoob and Shag sort of deal where it was comedy and then it got too... seriousness.
Even then, even in the later chapters, even where like it's serious, like it's they're still funny. Comedy. Yeah, there's still comedy.
Lit.
Yeah, it's like the illustration is adequate. It can be very good, but on other times it can be very bad.
Very bad.
I'm not a fan of the incest.
No, yeah, so it's bad because
little kid incest.
Little kid incest. Well, they don't actually bang, so it's not incest, but there's like
there's some high tension in the air.
There's
like holy
high
shit.
Tension, almost incest. It's edgy. It takes itself seriously and too seriously. Everyone sleeps with Mandy. There's a lot of fan service. There's some fan service for like Mandy.
Rule 34 fan service. No. Well, there's no explicit.
Yeah, there's no nudity or anything. There's no like NSF. It's safe for work. The comic's safe for work. No. I mean, you'll get roasted by your coworkers. You'll get roasted. But no, yeah, you'll be fine reading it.
No, it's not exactly safe. It's safe to read, but bad to get caught.
Yeah. Okay. Try talking your way out of this one.
Yeah, this is a hard one to get out. I remember I told Anna.
Uh-huh.
To read it, and she read one chapter, she's like, this is fucking bad.
This is trash.
She did say that, and if Anna says it's bad, oh my god, it's gotta be bad. Because she reads some shit.
She reads fucking, what's that, like, cringy thing that everyone loves, or, I mean, it has, like, a big fan base.
Boku no Piku.
No,
Homestuck.
Homestuck.
She reads Homestuck.
Homestuck. But anyway, yeah, so... If you guys want to, like, have something funny to read, I guess, go read it. Check it out for yourself. Snafu-comics.com.
I'll link it.
Yeah, link it.
Will, what was Sugar Bits?
I don't remember, man. I, like, read one chapter, and it didn't catch my attention.
It was that bad, huh?
Yeah.
All right, anything else you want to talk about tonight, Will?
Yeah, I want to talk about some stuff on YouTube.
All right, so we're going to end this off with talking about Comic-Con trailers.
Comic-Con trailers. Now, Patrick, I did not see any Comic-Con trailers.
No, I didn't see any either.
What?
No, but I heard about the ones that came out.
All right, so what came out?
It Chapter 2.
I'm excited for that.
Because you got to do the adults.
Got
to do the adults.
Stick with the adults.
Oh, the Watchmen show.
There's got a new Watchmen show?
Oh yeah, I'm excited for that.
That's cool. Jeez, oh fuck.
New Snowpiercer. Wait, you never saw that video that said Snowpiercer? I only know about that movie because someone made a theory saying that Willy Wonka is in the same universe as Snowpiercer.
I heard about that theory. Now, and who made that theory?
I don't remember, but it was a good theory. All right,
so give me a rundown of the theory.
It ain't no MatPat theory. Okay, basically, it's like, you know the world of Willy Wonka?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in the world of Snowpiercer, there's a train that runs on a link in it, on a link of track, that is... All that's left of humanity is on that train in this Arctic world. They gotta kill off like 30% of the people every year.
Jeez.
Just to maintain population and what have you. Alright, and the guy's theory is that it's like Willy Wonka because there's so many similarities between everything. And that the idea of the guy that's in charge of the train...
Charlie?
...is Charlie.
Whoa.
And the thing is, it's like... He explains why because, like, Willy Wonka's a candy maker.
Mm-hmm.
But what else was he dabbling in? Methods of transportation with the boat ride that he had and mm-hmm. the Hasawaka, not the Hasawaka, no, the not the Wonka Wash, the car that ran on bubbles, bubble cola, double bubble beer,
something like that.
Yeah, and all like methods of transportation. So he made this train that would run, and it's a really good theory. And another main point is there's a point where they have to start using children to maintain parts of the train.
Uh-huh.
So child labor.
I mean, it's just efficient.
And the guy who's supposedly Charlie, it says that the parts we used to have went extinct.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Parts don't go extinct. People and animals go extinct. What the fuck?
Could have been the little
Oompa
Loompas.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I would love to see? I would love to see a prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and it's the Oompa Loompas in their native land being hunted down mercilessly.
By that white slaver known as Willy Wonka.
And it'd be like tribal wars, where like it'd be make a series out of it, and it's just like First Contact, war between the Oompa Loompas and the white man, and like torture scenes, capture scenes, prisoners of war.
I remember there being there's this robot chicken
skit
where it's Willy Wonka and his number one guy,
mm-hmm.
the guy that pretends to be Slugworth in the first movie. They're going down, burning down the village, ripping babies from mothers and killing the mothers and everything. And you're terrifying. Oh my fucking god. And then he puts him in a dance recital class. He's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Can you not keep up? All right, get the fuck out of here. And you just see like two guards pick him up and drag him away. You hear a gunshot.
Oh my god.
You're like, oh my That's god. Dark.
I would love to like see a horror movie like of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or like Willy Wonka doesn't know that the Oompa Loompas are like cannibals and like they take children and like eat them or butcher them up. So like he's just owning his factory. He's like doing his own
shit. And the Oompa Loompas come to him. They're like, "Yeah, we bring some kids in here, Wonka. You need an heir."
Yeah, or I don't know, like, they're pulling strings from behind the back, and, like, they're creepy, and, I mean, they are creepy in the movie. They're, like, terrifying, honestly.
What do you mean? They're just people with orange makeup.
They're disturbing.
Or do you mean the Charlie in the Chocolate Factory with that little guy that's every single Oompa Loompa? That one was creepy.
Yeah, with the green hair?
No, it wasn't green hair, it was just, like, a twisted.
I could have sworn it was like orange skin, green hair.
No, that's the original.
Oh. Hey, talking about orange skin and green hair, you remember that episode of Jimmy Neutron?
Oh my god.
Where, like, they go into space and it's just parodying the Fantastic Four.
It's such a shitty episode.
Oh, Jimmy Neutron.
Fantastic Four sucks in general.
Did Planet She Never End? I mean, I'm sure they canceled
that. They did not end it. They canceled that bitch.
I would have loved to have seen the ending, at least. I hated the show with a passion. But just, like, seeing Jimmy again. Like, Jimmy saving him, or, like, Carl just getting stabbed by the aliens or something.
Just stabbed by the aliens.
You remember there was a... Oh, my God. Okay, one thing I loved about Planet Sheen. There's this alien that's a caterpillar who looks just like Carl.
No, he's not a caterpillar. He's, like, a gelatinous slug.
He's, like... No, he looks like a caterpillar.
No, he's a slug. He's translucent.
All right, I'm looking.
He's like Jell-O.
Just in general, I love that it looks like fucking.
It is Carl. It's just voiced by Carl too.
It's Carl. It's alien Carl.
It's just alien Carl. My question is, why is there no alien Jimmy? Reason why he could get him off the fucking planet.
Yeah, Planet Sheen power list, power scaling, friggin' characters. Patrick, what Nicktoon MILF would you bang?
Are you seriously gonna ask this right now?
Well, I gotta, like, kill time while I look for the characters here.
I don't know. I need a choice.
I don't know, like, Jimmy's mom, Timmy's mom, friggin' Danny Phantom's mom.
Why'd you
bang? Doppy Doppweiler.
Oh, yeah, his name was Doppy.
Doppy Doppweiler, man. God, Planet Sheen.
Turn that off. Get that off your phone.
That's disgusting, man. God, fucking awful. I hate that this actually is a thing. Almost as much as I hate Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Oh my god, I fucking hated that show.
That show was trash.
It was just trash. There was no entertainment value in it.
It was just really dumb. Really and bad. Annoying. Do you remember the annoying Orange TV show?
Yeah.
It was bad, but honestly, I liked it more than Planet Sheen and friggin' Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Because it was
the
creative.
Lesser of the evils. Yeah.
It was at least creative.
You know the Annoying Orange is, like, still doing stuff on YouTube?
Yeah,
it's a gaming channel.
Oh my... Are you serious?
Yeah, my little brother watches the Annoying Orange play Roblox. Which is, wow, like... gotta make that paycheck somehow.
You gotta... I mean... He made some decent... Danebo made some decent money with that shit when it first started, and then bit big with the show.
Yeah.
Portobuscus,
man.
What happened? I know something happened.
I don't know what happened. Allegations or some shit.
I don't know if they're true or not.
Well, I mean, what happened to Innocent Until Proven Guilty?
Well...
I mean, look, he may have done it.
He may have done it, so I don't mean to say poor Tobuscus. I have no idea what happened. I'm going to get fucking shit roasted for saying this, but all I know is he dropped off the earth after the show got canceled.
No, he still does stuff.
No. I mean, like, his uploads stopped.
Oh, no, he still uploads
stuff. At the time of the allegations.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
And his viewer base just dropped, his subscribers dropped. He's trying with middling affair.
Can you just post, like, lazy vlogs nowadays?
Oh, what else? Hey guys, Tobuscus here. Today I'm gonna buy orange juice.
That's my Kermit the Frog impression.
Hey guys. Product placement.
So talking about like allegations and shit. Pro Jared, my guy.
What happened? Oh, this is old news.
This is old news. Is there anything more current? I mean, I'm sure there is, but anything like that we would know about?
All I know is I saw one video that was explaining it. I can't remember the YouTuber, but it was basically like, damn, Jared, I didn't know, I knew you liked games, but I didn't know you were that much of a completionist. Not only did you ruin your marriage, but you also ruined your career and your wife's, and your best friend's marriage.
Oh
my god.
Yeah, that sucks. Poor Ross.
Poor his wife.
He's great.
Poor Jared's now ex.
What do you mean, poor Ross's wife?
Fuck Ross's wife. I mean Jared's wife.
Oh, yeah. How does a guy who looks like Lois Griffin break up married? Yeah. Honestly, like, no one can really say, oh, dang, I'm so ugly, I can't get a girlfriend. Like, that's not an excuse anymore. It's not. It's not.
As long as you have personality.
He looks like one of those guys from the Red Bull commercials. You know how they're drawn? Oh, my God. The nose and everything? Yeah, it's Red Bull, right?
It's Red Bull.
Yeah, it's Red Bull. Oh, God. At work, I drew SpongeBob with the Thanos, like the Infinity Gauntlet.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and Thanos' face. Oh my god, it's fantastic.
I gotta show that to you.
I have it on my Instagram.
Send it to me and I'll send it to Tim.
Thank you. It'll be the thumbnail. Perfect.
Okay, we're just dicking around at this
point. Yeah, we ran out of things to say. Any last things you want to like plug or say, Patrick?
We'll be uncensored on YouTube with Strange Fables channel.
Strange Fables.
If you want to listen to this uncensored.
Strange audio.
Because I have a feeling Tim's going to cut some things out.
Yeah, that would make sense.
As he should. And we're featured on Capes and Scowls.
Yeah, hopefully.
With our buddy Tim.
Tim. I love that guy. I've known him for years.
You don't.
I don't know who that is.
He's in charge of Capes and Scowls, the greatest comic podcast.
Capes and Scowls? Wait, Capes and Cowls or Capes and Scowls?
Scowls.
Like Batman. Like, he scowls at people.
Batman also has a cow.
Yeah.
But Capes and Scowls, the greatest comic podcast ever.
What about Snafu Cast?
Shut up! All right.
Hey, wait. Don't forget, check out Scoob and Shag, Snafu if you're feeling shitty, and Cobra Kai, because it's fucking awesome.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, guys.